Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Don't forget, we have a pair of tickets to see The Who, and we will give it away sometime between now and noon. Make sure you're listening. You can win Who tickets. Every Friday, Alexander Zelbin joins us. He's the managing editor of Decider.com. It's a great website if you like television, if you like entertainment. Alexander, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Excited to talk to you. There's so much going on in the world of television. Let's start out with some of the shows that have either ended this week or about to end. We must start with Game of Thrones. The last episode ever of Game of Thrones is on Sunday. You must be excited.
Yeah, I think everybody is excited, nervous, scared, all of these different emotions at the same time. There's been a lot of mixed reactions to the last couple of episodes, which partially is expectations, partially the story not going in the direction that people wanted it to go. But a lot of people have also taken issue with the execution, where the show took its time for seven seasons. This eighth season almost seems to be rushing through a lot of big character moments, which is leaving some fans, not all fans, but some fans very disappointed. So there's a lot of expectations going into this. Nobody knows at all how it's all going to end. It's probably going to be heartbreaking, maybe a little uplifting. But one thing that's been consistent over this season and all the seasons, it's a visual spectacle unlike anything that has ever been on TV and maybe never will be on TV again.
Have you seen the petition? Now, there's a petition that so far over half a million people have signed saying that they want a redo on this entire season. They're not happy with the way it's played out. Have you seen this at all? Yeah, what do you think of
it? I have seen this, and I'm sure it's going to go through and it's going to work out for them, and good luck to them rewriting the season of the show. These sort of petitions happen a lot. They happen with Star Wars as well, with The Last Jedi, when some fans were upset about that. It's not going to happen. I think somebody I saw online put this very well, that of course people are going to complain about endings and plot points. That's part and parcel. You discuss it, you criticize it, you talk about what was good or bad. But telling people to rewrite and redo something just because you didn't like it, that's
missing
the point of art a little bit. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Since we last talked, I found out that the show I love and Mark Hamill loves, The Kids Are All Right, was not renewed. It is heartbreaking, and there's such a huge fan base. The ratings actually kept up, even though it was announced it was canceled. So there's this big campaign and an online presence where people are trying to get another network to pick it up. I was heartbroken. It's a great show.
I think I immediately thought of you when I saw that come through, because I think it was right after I got off the air with you guys.
Yeah.
They announced the cancellation of the show after I had said, I don't know what'll happen. And I felt personally responsible.
Oh, come on.
But to your point, that is the sort of fan campaign, that is the sort of petition and type thing that can actually work, because what it does is it doesn't show the current network that the interest is there, because that current network has always passed. But if for streaming services like, say, a Hulu or even potentially a Netflix that are looking for less viewers than a mainstream broadcast network, getting a large chunk of people to say, hey, we will watch this show eagerly, can potentially give it a second life.
And what happened with Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Didn't that get canceled and it came back?
Oh, yeah, from one network, yeah. From
so another
and
Last Man Standing.
Yeah, it's happened a lot last season. I haven't seen it as much happen this season, though we just finished Upfronts Week, where they present the new schedules here in New York. So it's possible some of those canceled shows may see a second life in the next week or two, because there's sometimes is a very fast turnaround like that. But that was the big story last year. There was definitely a lot of cancellations and a lot of quick pickups. But a lot of the network schedules stayed very even this year, despite those cancellations. There's not a lot of new shows, not a ton of cancellations. So there's certainly less room there. And while Netflix and Hulu and Prime Video move into their own original programming, there's also a little less space there for that sort of thing. So we'll have to see what happens.
Why are the upfronts called the upfronts?
Because they're honest and open about it. I actually don't know. It's the chance for all of the advertisers to come to New York, get wined and dined, told why their network is the absolute best to advertise with. They're big, glitzy parties. I got as press to go to a couple of these presentations, and it's wild what happens with them. The last one was the CW presentation. They opened up with a performance by the Jonas Brothers, which I could not believe was happening. It was at the Fox presentation. We played The Masked Singer live. And the winner, somebody in the crowd, won two tickets to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So this is the sort of thing they're doing. They're saying, whatever you do, advertise with our network, we are absolutely the best. But as for why it is called that, I honestly do not know.
Of the shows that were announced, Alexander, that will not be coming back, of course, we mentioned Wendy's favorite, The Kids Are All Right. A couple that surprised me. The first one, Life in Peace, is over on CBS, 4 seasons old. Mm-hmm. Very, very funny show. Very similar to Modern Family, only they take more chances. Were you shocked to see that one go?
Yeah, it was a surprise. CBS tends to stay very even in terms of their programming.
Yeah.
But they're in a place now where just last night, The Big Bang Theory ended, and that was one of the biggest shows on TV, if not the biggest show on TV. Even bigger, frankly, than Game of Thrones at certain points. And so they're, I think, looking for what are those big hits? What are those solid hits? And Life in Peace was very good. People really liked it, but it was sort of trucking along in the middle. And I think what they're looking for are those breakout hits like a Big Bang Theory or their procedurals, which do very, very well.
The other one that surprised me that it got the axe was Speechless on ABC.
Yes.
That's a really good show. What do you think happened?
Yeah, that was a huge bummer. I think it just didn't have the audience. It was a great show. It had a lot to say. It was very funny. And like with Kids All Right, it had a very devoted audience. But particularly for a show that's a couple of seasons in, there's even less of a chance of a network taking a chance on it if it's just trucking along on the bottom of the ratings. Because first season, you could say, okay, maybe it'll improve in season two after people have streamed it. But once you enter those later seasons, it doesn't quite work the same way.
Yeah, sure.
You gave me a suggestion, and Bill, the last time we spoke, State of the Union, which is on the Sundance Channel. It's a couple going through some marital strife, if you will, and they meet at a pub 10 minutes before they go to their therapy session. And so each episode is 10 minutes long. I binged it. I watched it all. I totally love it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you like it. It's one of those ones, I'm glad you found it, too, because our reviewer, Leah Palmieri, was saying, even though she loved the show, it stars, by the way, for those who haven't checked it out, Chris O'Dowd and Rosamund Pike are the couple in it, so they're pretty much the focus of everything. But because it's on Sundance Channel, it's a little tricky to find, but definitely urge people to check it out. It's a fun show, and it's a really quick binge because every episode is only 10 minutes
long. It's awesome. Oh, wow. And I think there are only 8, maybe 9 of them. And you can, I just downloaded the Sundance app, and then you can go through your cable provider, and it was included.
Oh. So, all right. That's doable. Our guest is Alexander Zalbin, the managing editor of Decider.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with more talk about entertainment. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Alex Zalbin's our guest, managing editor of Decider.com, a great website. Alex, you mentioned Big Bang Theory's last episode last night, and Veep had their last episode last Sunday. Mm-hmm. What did you think of those two series finales? Did you think they lived up to the snuff or not?
The Veep finale was perfect, absolutely perfect. They completely nailed it, had some of the funniest moments in the episode, went in directions that I did not predict at all, and gave pretty much a perfect end to every single character on the show. I loved it. I saw somebody make this joke online, but of the two women that totally torched all of their relationships on HBO that night, the other being Daenerys on Game of Thrones, Veep actually did it the right way. And I think that was the correct take. Big Bang Theory, I was actually busy while it was going on, but I was trying to monitor what people's reactions were on Twitter. And it seemed like everybody was very happy with the finale. They were happy with how it ended. The one moment that actually really got me, and I was not the biggest Big Bang Theory fan in the world, but young Sheldon afterwards, this is, I guess, a little bit of a spoiler, but end of the episode with the actor plays young Sheldon talking about, am I always going to be alone? Why am I like this? Why am I different from everybody else? I hope that I think it's always going to be this way. And then they flash to all the other kids from the Big Bang Theory, all these actors playing them as kids, all on their own as well, and hoping to find each other someday. And that clip is actually on the Young Sheldon Twitter. Even if you don't watch the shows, I recommend checking it out, because as a young nerd growing up, it certainly hit me in the feels, so to speak.
Well, CBS did something brilliant. Whenever they were promoting the last episode of Young Sheldon, they would say, and an ending that every Big Bang Theory fan is going to want to see. Uh-huh. So it made you curious, certainly, and to make it pay off that way, good for them.
Yeah, they did a really nice job with the whole night. They had the hour-long finale of Big Bang Theory. They had a half-hour tribute to the show, and then they had the episode of Young Sheldon. So if you're a fan of Yes, it's a franchise now. If you're a fan of the franchise, you had 2 solid hours of entertainment to enjoy with the family.
I love New Amsterdam, and I know that that was renewed. And I just have to tell you that this week's season finale was the most intense and shocking ending of a series I think I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
It was just really not what I expected, and it was outstanding. It's been a long time since I was that excited where I had to rewind like five times to try and figure out something.
Wow.
But it was really good if you're into that.
That's a show that people have really, really been responding to. And as we've talked about a lot about, it's tough to break through in the current TV atmosphere because there are so many different things going on. But that's a show that's very quickly built into being appointment television. And that's great to hear.
Bill, I thought of you because I saw a promo. Press Your Luck is coming back.
Oh, it is?
Know this, the game
show? I didn't know that. Wow.
I don't know who will be hosting it, but that was a show that was on when we were growing up.
Yeah.
And I find it startling that it's coming back. It wasn't a top-rated show, was it?
I don't think it was.
And Lauren Cohan from The Walking Dead is probably disappointed that Whiskey and Cavalier was not renewed.
Yeah, they're apparently looking around for a new home for Whiskey Cavalier as well. I don't expect that it'll necessarily get picked up anywhere because that show never really caught on. As for Lauren Cohan's future on The Walking Dead, the door was definitely open for her to return the show. I don't know if she will or on the upcoming season or anything like that, but it's certainly a possibility.
A television version of Catch-22, which has been not only a best-selling novel, but it was a great movie years and years ago, with a pretty good cast, including George Clooney. Have you seen this already, Alex?
I have seen a bit of it, and some of my writers have seen more. We were a little disappointed. I think the cast, as you mentioned, is great. George Clooney directs, produces, and co-stars in it. Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights is in it. Hugh Laurie, bunch of other amazing actors. At least from the bit I saw, and I love the novel, I feel like it seemed very stilted. It didn't quite capture the comedy of the book in the same way. So it's on Hulu today, so you can watch the whole thing. It is a miniseries, so it is eminently bingeable. And if you like the actors, you'll probably enjoy that. The production design is great on it. It's in a setting in World War II. But I personally was not in love with it.
Oh, that's too bad.
My cup of tea.
That's very disappointing. Yeah. I'm still going to watch, but I'm disappointed to hear that.
Right.
Fleabag. What is Fleabag?
This is on Prime Video today. It is a series from Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who is the creator of Killing Eve. And this is the second season of the show. It's based on a one-person show about an absolutely terrible woman who sleeps around, gets drunk all the time, wrecks every relationship in her life. The first 6 episodes of the first season were some of the most brilliant of TV I have ever seen. They're hilarious. They're devastating at the same time. It did not need a second season at all. They made a second season anyway, which is what's out today. It's absolutely brilliant. It's already best of the year in terms of TV. It brings in, it gives her a little bit of character development beyond where she was before. Brings in Andrew Scott, who people might recognize as Moriarty from Sherlock, from that series, as a priest who kind of has a little bit of a romantic thing with her. Mm-hmm. But it's so creative, so devastating. Cannot recommend it highly enough.
It's called Fleabag, and it's on Prime Video. And then Spike Lee has a movie for Netflix called See You Yesterday.
Yeah, this is produced by Spike Lee, and he helped usher it along with a new director from his short film to a full-fledged feature. Our reviewer, Anna Menta, saw it and really liked it a lot. The concept sounds like it shouldn't work. It's about two Brooklyn teens who invent a time machine in order to undo a wrongful police shooting, which sounds like it should be very serious, and the two sides, the sci-fi side and the more serious side, should clash. But it's creative, it's interesting, it's even fun at points. Definitely check this one out, and that's on Netflix today.
And then, Alex, we had 3 prominent deaths from the world of show business, all kind of TV related. Doris Day is best known for her movie work, but she had a long-running sitcom called The Doris Day Show. Peggy Lipton, of course, from Mod Squad, and the great Tim Conway. And I've said this before, it's always sad when you lose a giant like Tim Conway, whose value isn't really understood or talked about until we lose him. But the outpouring of people saying, boy, this is one of the funniest guys of all time, and it's right. It's too bad that it came too late for him to see, you know?
Yeah, he is, to your point, one of those actors that had an incredible career through so many different things, but never really became a household name in the way that some of his other contemporaries did. One of my favorite takes, and I know I'm biased, but one of our writers, Brett White, is an old man in a young man's body and is obsessed with Match Game and put up this really great thing about Tim Conway's appearance on Match Game and how it perfectly captured the feel of comedy in the 70s. Highly recommend, if you're a fan of him, to check out the article online.
All right, I'll find that. I can't wait to see it. Always fun to talk to you, Alex. We really appreciate it. I know there's a lot going on television, and it's fun to get your perspective. So have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks so much, guys.
Alexander Zalbin, managing editor of Decider.com. Read him there, Decider.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get you some news, and then a pair of Who tickets can be yours.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah. They're going to be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on Tuesday night, less than a week away. I was looking at my tickets last night.
Uh-huh.
Pretty excited. We'll give you a chance to win. It's a Live Nation show. You just need to stick around. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.